3 years ago, Niamh Sirwan and Aoife Lawler took a sweet game they played with their children about fairies who lived behind a wooden frame door, and they turned it into a successful multinational business. Last night, they won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award at the Image Business Woman of the Year Awards. Congratulations, Niamh and Aoife. Well done.
Ah, thank you so much. And even hearing you actually state it like that, it's just like, did we actually win? It's just insane. It's been a mad couple of hours, all right.
Yeah.
Niamh, I might just start with you. Just like as a parent, and I think every parent of young kids will know the Fairy Door Company. But for listeners this morning who aren't aware of it, tell us what's the product.
Okay, so. Our primary reason for doing this is to find human homes for fairies. Okay, so what you do is you choose your door, you decide where you're going to put it. It can be inside or outside. You very importantly give your fairy a name. There's a tiny little key in a bottle, and you leave it out overnight. And there's also a lease agreement, which is a full list of rules and regulations that families and fairies have to live by in order to live happily together. You register the name, very importantly, you register the name on our website, and then you leave the key out overnight. Now, this is kind of where it all kicks off. In the morning, if the children see that the bottle is empty and the key is gone, they know that the fairy has arrived, has moved in, and has taken the key and is going to stay there forever. So the whole idea of it is that you have a magical friend living in your house. We're actually 4 years in existence, would you believe? Can't believe it. And we have actually rehomed over half a million fairies around the world. So it's and even as I said, when I say those things out loud, it sounds insane. But it's a little bit of magic. It's imagination, and it's going back to grassroots, really, and just the way that we used to play, like our generation, the way we used to play. So it's been an absolute honour to be able to do this for just to be able to bring the imagination back, really.
Okay, it's a magical thing. We've had a couple of fairies living in our house as well for the last year or so.
So you get it.
Absolutely. Listen, we always think it's good to hear from the customer in relation to these kind of things. So we asked Jack, who's 9, Matthew, who's 6, and Aoife, who's 3, to tell us about their fairy, Billy. Just have a listen.
Well, Billy is a loyal friend of me, Matthew, and Aoife, and we love him a lot. He's been around here for about 4 or 5 years.
He helps very special people like Santa and the Easter Bunny.
He just flies and he just gets things. And he also borrow books. And I love Billy so much.
Okay,
that's a moment. Sorry, I'd interrupt there.
There's Jack and Matthew and Aoife there. Tell us how is it going? I mean, this has gone well beyond Ireland at this stage, Aoife.
It has, thank God. Yeah, it has gone really well for us. So we have we're selling online. We've sold online to over 120 countries, which is just amazing when you think of all those little fairies making their way to all these amazing countries. We are presently, actually at the start of this year, we decided we were going to figure out if we needed to have a presence on the ground in the United States or if it was going to be an online play for us. And as Niamh said, we're only 4 years in business. We're new to the industry. We're sort of learning. We're learning on the go, which is a great thing for us, but also it means we have to be very quick to adapt and change our strategy sometimes. So what we did anyway, we decided my husband to take care of the sales. We were going to place them over in the States. We're going to figure out, did we actually need to be physically there to make this happen? Now, I suppose at the start of the year, we would have said, yep, this is our plan. This is what we're going to try. And then at the end of the year, we're kind of saying, maybe actually the United States is an online play.
Yeah.
So we're learning these things. And I suppose it's hard to learn them when you're doing them. But still, we couldn't have told you at the start of the year how we were going to attack anywhere unless we've actually gone ahead and tried.
Just learning from experience. Niamh, just before we let you go, is it true that then some of the fairies have been at home with the Kardashians?
That's true. 2002, yeah, around this time last year, the Kardashians, it was actually Kourtney Kardashian actually featured us in her Snapchat story twice in one day. So it was incredible. Do you know what? It does help. But what it does do, and apart from anything else, is that it actually proves, like, that our little fairy doors would have had to get them through at least 10 layers of people to actually get to the Kardashians. So I think, you know, apart from the fact that it's given us a huge amount of exposure, we are just delighted that she engaged, considering I'd say she gets sent every single toy that's ever made. So we're very proud.
Okay. Well, listen, it is a fantastic story, and I know it's captured the imagination of kids and parents across the country. So congratulations, Niamh Sherwin and Aoife Lawler, the winners of the Entrepreneur of the Year at the Image Business Woman of the Year Awards. Thanks to both of you for joining us.